You're listening to SBS News.
The Tamil family from Bilawila is likely to remain in Australia for the foreseeable future after a federal court ruling. After nearly 2 months of deliberating, federal court judge Mark Mushinsky has delivered his verdict via teleconference due to social distancing restrictions. Mr. Mushinsky found the protection visa application of the youngest daughter, Tanika, was not handled with procedural fairness.
I conclude that the applicant was not afforded procedural fairness in the conduct of the August 2019 assessment and that a declaration should be made to this effect.
The decision is a small win for the Sri Lankan couple, Nardes and Priya, and their eldest daughter, Kopka, who have been in immigration detention since March 2018. Under immigration law, people who arrive by boat without a visa are not allowed to apply for Australian visas upon arrival. However, the Immigration Minister and Minister of Home Affairs both have a discretionary power to grant visas in exceptional circumstances. The ruling noted the government contemplated exercising that discretion for the family's protection visa application in May 2019.
I find that the Minister for Immigration did make a decision in mid-May 2019 to consider exercising the power to lift the bar in respect of the applicant. I consider that an inference to this effect arises from the material before the court, including the terms of the May 2019 submission.
The family's lawyer, Karina Ford, says she feels some sense of relief that justice has been served with the ruling.
It's a good result in that you don't always win both grounds. That's not an unusual thing in migration law. But I do feel, a sense of justice has been done, even though we're not yet at the final result. And I'm hoping that maybe a bit of common sense and reasonableness, even noting the cost of them remaining in detention in times like this, may lead the ministers to reconsider the position. That's what I'm hoping for.
The family has been detained on Christmas Island since August 2019 and are the only civilians left there. Lawyer Miss Ford is concerned about their detention during the pandemic, given the mother Priya is a high-risk case.
The concern also, particularly for Priya, who is a diabetic and obviously falls within the risk factor group if she was came into contact with someone who was COVID-19 affected. So it's been really difficult for them the last few weeks, I think. They've felt even more isolated from everyone. You know, it'd just be nice to have them back in their community where they belong.
Family friend Angela Friedrichs has been campaigning for the family's return to Bilawila since they were removed in March 2018. She says the news has been received well by the family.
I had a very brief chat with Priya and she, you can sense her smiling and she just kept saying it's a happy day today.
But it's not how they're feeling broadly. Miss Friedrichs, who's been in regular contact with Priya, says the family still has a high regard for the people who ultimately control their fate.
You can see the exhaustion, you can see the depression that's just constantly there under the surface. You know, they've never lost their humanity. You know, even when it comes to the ministers, like she says, I just pray and I know they're good men and I know they can help. So she does, she sees the positive in everyone. And it really is a testament to her resilience that she just overall, she loves Australia, she loves Australians, and she knows that this is where she belongs.
Ilias Bakala, SBS News.